Sur le président à ce moment.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Mr. Ambassador, you can please go ahead.
Oh, okay. Je fais cette déclaration.
I am making this statement on behalf of the African group. I am making this statement on behalf of the African group, which expresses its sincere appreciation to the working group for its comprehensive and relevant report, as well as for the conclusions addressed to all stakeholders, whom we urge to take into consideration the recommendations made. I would like to thank the Deputy High Commissioner for her introductory comments. The African group congratulates you, Mr. Chairman, on your re-election as Chairperson Rapporteur of the group and stands ready to cooperate fully with you in the success of your mission. Mr. Chairman, as stated in the Declaration on the Right to Development adopted by UN General Assembly Resolution Number 41128 of December 4th, 1986, the African group considers that the right to development is a fundamental human right by virtue of which every human being and all peoples are entitled to participate in and contribute to economic, social, cultural, and political development in which all human rights and fundamental freedoms are guaranteed and fully enjoyed. The African group considers that, unfortunately, as we prepare to celebrate 35 years of this declaration, and even 28 years after the Vienna Declaration and Programme of Action was adopted, many obstacles remain to the effective realization of this right to development. Numerous political, economic, social, and cultural challenges hinder the development of individuals and peoples as envisaged by these two major instruments. Despite the efforts of the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, state and non-state actors, there are still many glaring inequalities in global living together. The management of the COVID-19 pandemic at the international level has shown us that the right to development is still far from becoming a compulsory body of law that is binding on all and still remains in the state of soft law. The African group strongly believes that there is a correlation between the right to development and a genuine situation of peace and stability, and between the right to development and political, economic, social, and cultural progress. Finally, Mr. President, the African group considers that international cooperation, solidarity between peoples, and the strengthening of multilateralism are the best ways to make the right to development a real human right, and above all, an effective right. Thank you.